You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hi. Hey. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house. Although, oops, that light just fell. Sorry, Jody, I'm messing with your light.
Mess with my
Todd,
light.
do you need something to hold this in place here? If you look in that cabinet right there, you can get a bowl or something.
A bowl?
Right there, some bowls if you want to prop that up.
Or, I got it.
Okay, you just use the net. We're actually in our home today, not in the studio because...
We'll get there.
It's this thing that's not...
It's fine.
Okay, all right. Well, if I move the table, see, it's going...
Well, don't move the table.
Well, I can't help. So anyway, we're in our home today, our real home, because the studio is still new and everything, and it's not set up to be able to do TJ and Jody's house. The regular old morning show has now taken over our little podcast studio.
Is this going to be normal?
Like, no.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think we should do it here. It's literally y'all's house.
Yeah, I know, and it literally sucks. I don't know. What is the sound going to be like, Todd, for people who aren't watching the video, if they're just listening on the app? Is it going to be a good quality?
It's going to be good, yes.
Not as good as normal, though, right? You'll be able to tell a difference.
A little bit, but it's still going to be good quality.
Okay, but look, it's the best we could do. We're bringing you a show, even in the hard times that we're dealing with right now.
Aw.
One of the main reasons we want to do this is not just to entertain you, is because we have a responsibility to Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville, because they sponsor TJ and Jody's house. They're not just a sponsor, they're the title sponsor of TJ and Jody's house. That makes them even more special. It's a farmer's market. That's why it's called Josh's Farmers Market. It's at the YMCA in Mooresville, North Carolina, where we live. And we went shopping over there just the other day. I bought Jody some flowers. She has to pick them out because that's how things work with a control
freak. Well, they posted that they had them. They had their first batch that day. And I panicked and hurried up and ran over there and got them because they sell out so fast.
Yeah. And they also have peaches and plums and bananas and... all kinds of produce. And they have special things on the weekends. Like this Saturday, Bay's Burgers will be there.
I've heard that's really, really good.
Yeah, so that's when, you know, the special vendors and food trucks and all that stuff come in on Saturdays. It's like a festival over there
at
Josh's Farmers Market. So wherever you are, you can drive over there on a Saturday. It's a great thing to experience with the family.
Yep.
At Josh's.
Josh's. That we love.
Maybe we could come up with a catchphrase or something and say, we're not joshing you. It's really good. That's just, you know, off the top of my head. No big deal.
Okay.
All right. So we got a lot of stuff to tell you today. We got a lot of stuff to cover with TJ and Jody's house, and actually live from our house. Not live. We're recording it. So it's not live, but from our house. I've had a lot going on this week, so I'm a little flustered. So we'll get into it next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right. Doing everything we can to entertain you. It hasn't been an easy week. Because we're working out kinks of our new studio and little glitches and things like that. And we talked about it the other day. And the reason why we're still having glitches and all is because we were supposed to, Rob was supposed to have been able to stay in the radio station building to do all of the technical things, because we're still on several radio stations from within that company. It would be better for the company if Rob were still there getting the show to the radio stations without any interruptions or anything like that, while we could really focus on taking the time to get everything set in a permanent studio. But the last minute, the radio station manager decided he didn't want Rob in the building anymore, and told their attorney to tell our manager that Rob had to get to step in. So that's why we had to, that's the truth. That's why we had to get out of there before we were actually ready, technically, to do what we've been trying to do. So I know with the glitches and stuff and people will be complaining and all of that, I've tried my best not to read the complaints because I just need to focus on being funny and stuff. But as I'm getting ready to go to bed last night, my daughter and my lovely wife, both from different directions, were hitting me with, people are being so mean. Look at what they're saying.
Not and, people.
But, my, well, no, Lainey said that people were being mean.
Well, I saw
and
person.
And she said, I'm scared that people are not being patient and
oh gosh,
all this scared. Stuff. So
well, people need to be patient. It is hard to be patient in this world that we live in, though, because people yeah. want instant gratification. But yesterday was 2 days. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to calm down.
I know, but they expect such perfection, especially from me, through
because
the
you
years.
You say you're perfect.
Through
that's
the
why.
Years, they've, you know, they've gotten nothing but
yeah.
perfection out of my end.
Yeah,
of
well, I'm
the
sorry.
Show.
I didn't know you were doing that. I won't let
yeah,
you
know, I know
anything
I know. You
anymore.
Didn't know. You didn't know. How
but
could you
know?
I don't talk to you. How could you know?
Yeah, but I did. Yeah. Did I want to lash out?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Did I?
Yeah,
no.
That's all right.
I sat here in my living room alone and lashed out. So that yeah. was good.
Into a bottle of wine?
No, I should.
You
should've.
Drink when I go to bed, don't you? You
no.
sit up in here and drink yourself to sleep.
I never do.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I will.
I would.
That's a good idea.
If you went to bed way before I did, I'd be up in here drinking.
I know.
I'd be with some edibles and some... Heron, I'll be shooting some heron up in
no.
the
No. The craziest I get is like a Dr. Pepper Zero.
Where'd you get that Grin Kids hat?
I think you gave it to me. How cute
really?
Is it?
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
And I love the back.
Mm-hmm. I don't have one of those.
You gave this to me. I mean, how
maybe
is
because
what I
maybe because it came to me and it was girly and
yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Or no, actually, I saw it. I had to have it to give to you.
Oh, all right. Let's go with that.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, are you okay with Todd being in our home and
yes.
shooting videos
yes.
and all of that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a whole pantry of snacks for you over here. Thanks. Not just a purse full.
Mm-hmm. This chair.
See? Oh, I'm
yeah,
glad
everybody
you like
loves
that.
Those chairs. You know it reclines. Recline
oh,
it back.
I'm good. I don't
all right, you fine. Is that your brassiere showing?
It's a sports
it's
bra.
Your brassiere, my dear.
It's a sports bra.
Mm-hmm.
Am I not allowed to show that?
I don't know. It's a little at least PG-13.
Oh God, you're right. I'm fine.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't wear...
it's not a real brassiere.
I wouldn't wear a jock strap in here, which would be, you know, sports
well,
underwear.
Well, you talk about not wearing underwear all the time.
Yeah, but I wear shorts or pants.
I have on a shirt.
Speaking of, I haven't had on long pants in months. And I got to put on long pants tonight to go to this function we're going to.
And you better start. If we have a certain time we got to leave, you need to start trying on clothes about 2 o'clock. Because you're going to destroy the closet and try on 50 things.
And then end up going to the store.
We don't have time for that. No.
Well, maybe I'll just start by going to the store because Todd's in a hurry today. He's got to be out of here. He's got other things happening.
To do.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So we got to be... You gotta be quick with the podcast.
Well, let's
get him.
Let's roll.
Get him up out of here.
Let's do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. Are you a little bit upset that we're not ever going to have our little private podcast studio the way it was again?
Upset?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of our little broadcasting love nest.
I mean, I hope that we're going back over there.
We are, but it's not going to be set up just for you and me like it was before.
Well, I mean...
All the rest of those hooligans have moved in.
I think it looks good over there.
Yeah. Really and you know, I'm the one keeping everything clean.
Yeah, what happened there?
Oh my God.
Todd, aren't I?
He is the clean Nazi.
Why? What happened?
Because I figured it out today because, you know, I'm always good at profiling people psychologically and all.
Yes.
And I do the same for myself. So I had to profile myself.
Okay.
And I realized that with all of the chaos going on and the technical glitches and having to do this differently on the formats and this and that, I don't know anything about that. I can't control any of that.
Sure.
But I can control... the little coffee station and the sink.
That's
cute. You know, to make sure that everything's clean and Todd was in a hurry to get over here to set up today and he had to wait for me to take all the trash out.
He was literally cleaning the bathroom sink.
Wow, I'm so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Could this carry over into this home?
I wouldn't do it nearly as well as you do. And you know that you're
I'm not a kid. I'm not falling for
maybe
that.
Maybe in our new home. When it gets finished.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
But Riggins is 35 years old and can't pour a cup of coffee without spilling it. I don't know. And today he ran in there and pulled the pot out while it was still dripping. It was a nightmare. I mean, I just clean and clean and clean.
I know. It's
and
hard.
Somebody just comes along making mess. That's all they do.
It's fun, isn't it?
That is it.
Yep.
So, Labor Day weekend, we had a really busy weekend because our son brought his mullet home from college.
Yeah.
And our daughter brought her 2 roommates home to visit.
Yeah.
We have a refrigerator out in the garage, and it's got beer and a bunch of different flavors of those seltzers, those hard seltzers.
Yeah.
And when the girls, they're all 21, when they got ready to go out on the lake with their friends, with Lainey's friends. We went in after that to the garage because we were going out with our friends and they had just completely raided that refrigerator and just like, it was like, oh my God, college students, free hard seltzer.
Yeah, they were all over that.
And, loud,
and then,
laughing and all that
and
stuff.
And what was the little bonus thing they brought?
Oh yeah, they brought a dog. One of her roommates' dog. Mm-hmm. It's a miniature schnauzer, but it looks like a teacup schnauzer.
It's 6 tiny, pounds. Tiny.
It was like a rabbit running around.
I loved that dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really loved that dog. I carried it around. I rocked it. Didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I know, because they were laughing because I picked it up and I was doing this. They were like, you know you're swaying it like a baby. I'm like, I know, I can't help
so
it.
So now she wants one of those dogs.
Not right now. I got too much stuff but going on, but eventually.
The thing about that dog that was so great is it never made a sound.
Mm-mm.
But you know, if we got one, it would be a yapper.
Yeah.
And then people frown on you when you get a dog and then you don't like it and you take it back to the store.
Oh my God, I wouldn't do that. I don't like that. We would not have luck. We wouldn't have a good dog. Didn't yap.
No.
But, oh my gosh, I love that dog.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll give it to you.
I doubt it.
I don't think people give away their dogs as much as they should.
You don't?
You know, they should be like a lease on a car. You know, you keep it for 3-4 years maybe, and then, you know, pass it on to somebody else.
No.
Why?
That's not right. Could you get attached to it?
Yeah. So anyway, I got to wear long pants tonight for this fancy get together we're having. It's in the city. It's in a beautiful place called Fahrenheit in Charlotte. It's pretty. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
So pretty.
I don't want to go.
Shocker.
Because, I mean...
Because it's not your chair.
No, because we're supposed to be bragging on ourselves and stuff, and these are clients, potential clients and all that. And I don't sell myself well at all. Mm-hmm. I don't like talking about myself in that way.
Yeah.
Unless it's a joke, you know, when I'm doing it in jest. But to go up to somebody and go, let me tell you how great we are right now and how you should be a part of it.
But I don't think that's how you go about it.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. And
that's the way Adam does.
But what's worse is if you retreat and you go in your little corner and get on your phone.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Or you don't say anything, and then that's weird.
No, what I end up doing is making a fool of myself. Because I put too much pressure on myself to be funny and all.
Well, don't.
So I'm probably going to say something offensive and, you know, accidentally insult somebody and then go, what? It's a joke. You know how
it's been a long time since you and I have had to do something out together like this with a group of people.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you're going. On the other side. Me either.
I mean, do you know, Todd, why spouses are going to this thing?
I think to make it more of a family kind of thing. It is the Ace and TJ radio family.
Yeah. Because, I mean, your fiance is getting free drinks out of it and stuff and all that.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
She can't wait to meet Jody.
I can't wait to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're off being awkward, I'll be visiting and meeting new people. That's really how it goes.
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
But I think what I need to just tell people, because, I mean, Adam's given us a list of the things that we need to know when we're talking to these clients and that sort of thing. And I think it's just easier for me to say, if they have any questions, just say, look, I'm just the clown. I'm the entertainment. I try to be funny and all. I don't know about any of this business stuff and all that, which I do, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a business and I'm one of the owners of the business. But that way, it just, you know, it makes it easier for me, which is what I'm always out to do, make things easier for me.
Right.
And Adam and Ace both love this kind of stuff.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, these things have to be done. It's part
of
a business.
But what I'm saying is that if I just, since they love it so much, if I funneled all of mine over to them, it would be like doing them a favor.
What do you mean funnel?
Like when they're asking me business stuff and all that, and I just say, you know what? Ace would be better to answer that. I'm just the clown. Or Adam would be better because I'm just the clown.
But you
They would love that.
But
that would be a gift to them.
But you just said you do know stuff.
I do, but it's not my thing. It's not my thing.
So,
and I think
there's lots of things.
They're expecting me to be a clown.
Well, please don't. We do not. No. No.
Yeah. I'm not going to be drinking, so that'll help.
Yeah. You're not?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
That's good.
I haven't had a drink since Monday.
Two.
Today's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think you're just a little anxious or something about it tonight. I don't know. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't. It's just people. It's just an atmosphere. Yeah. You just go. It's a couple hours. Is anybody coming?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh, did you find out? And then that just made your anxiety level more?
Well, one thing is that I think that a lot of these people who are potential clients have been listening to the show for a long time.
Sure.
And that when they meet me in person, they're going to be thinking, wow, he really has gotten fat. And so then I'm going to be self-conscious about that, you know.
Well, again, I think people think.
The president of a major corporation called me a fatty one time. He said, "Wow, you've got quite a fatas on you."
Well,
I made that up. I'm just.
You are. You're just talking. Talking.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well.
Are we eating at that thing too? Are we eating?
I don't.
Like heavy food or?
I have no idea.
Light food. Oh, that's right. You didn't even know.
I didn't know anything until Todd told me, and then it's been canceled 15 times and put and back on, and I don't know. And then today we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be ready at 4:00. You said.
Yeah.
All right.
It starts at 5 and it's over at 7.
Do I have to dress up?
So I'm thinking 5:20-ish we could be done.
Oh my gosh, you're such a nerd. Do I have to dress up?
Well, whatever you would normally.
Can I wear jeans?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I wear a cute top. I'll just wear some jeans.
Okay, here's mm-hmm. contact information for James Flournoy.
Did I say that? No, ma'am. Who's James Flournoy?
I don't know.
James Flournoy? Ooh. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, well.
Who's James Flournoy?
It's a porn star.
Is it?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, Jody.
I wonder why it said that. These watches freak me out. James Flournoy.
So you...
Sorry.
I saw on the social media this morning that your redneck sister was posting pictures and videos of their family playing games. And
she's not redneck, and yes, they were playing a game.
She's not?
No, she's not.
I'll read you the caption to the picture.
Okay.
And the video and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice. You're rude.
How you spell Christy with an I, right? Yeah. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked on the wrong one.
Oh. Seriously, why do you think my watch did that?
There she is.
That's weird.
All right. So, here's the picture. And it says... We are trying to get our balance now that we are in the house. Mm-hmm. They've been living in the yard. I'm not working evenings and school has started. So after supper, homework, studying, and baths, we have time to play a game for 30 minutes.
Well, there is nothing wrong with that.
But, why are they all taking baths together?
And they're not, and that's not redneck.
Hmm?
That's not redneck.
The fact they call it supper is not?
That's country people.
Same, but seriously, your sister's not a redneck. I love her and all that, but
she's not a redneck? No, she's not. She's country sounding.
The volume level of her public voice alone makes her
all redneck. Right.
It's very loud.
Okay.
But anyway, they have two small children who are precious. They're twins. And so I think that's cool that they're playing little games together and stuff like that. I like messing with her. But I think that we need to start doing that. Every night after supper, you and I need to play a game. Since the only two of us here now, we'll start playing games.
We do. We play, watch an episode on Netflix of a show we're into right now. That's the
but
game.
You wouldn't like to play, what is that one that the kids like, our kids, that I don't play because it's uncomfortable?
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I know, and he won't play with our kids.
Because
he's so good.
It's so,
oh, yeah,
it's
right.
Yeah, and our kids are not grown, and they don't know anything.
No.
Uh-huh. I mean, if you want to be, a trash mom, then whatever.
I'm not trash, but it's funny.
You want to talk about crazy, vulgar, sexual things with our kids. And
it's a game. It's not like they're talking about their own business.
Still.
Stop.
I don't mess with that.
All right. Anyway,
we could play a game,
What kind of game you want to play? We'll play.
I used to like playing that Hi-Ho Cherry-O with Lainey when she was little.
You also love Pretty Princess. Yeah, Pretty Pretty Princess. We can get that. I love Bananagrams, but you're not a good speller.
No, I'm not a good speller. I'm a good speaker, not as good speller.
No, you wouldn't be good at that.
Actually, I don't like board games or card games.
Or puzzles. Or anything fun.
Yeah, who would say let's play a puzzle game?
It's not a puzzle game. It's just putting a puzzle together. That's fun.
Yeah, we're not that old.
People of all ages put puzzles together.
Husbands and wives put puzzles together that are under 60.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They do. Okay, I don't care. I don't need your help with the puzzle. I'm fine.
Okay. So the game idea, after supper games, that's out?
No, and usually you can't find a good, fun game with two people.
Twister?
No, you have to have more than two.
I throw my back out.
Because who's going to spin while we're... I know.
I suffer from back spasms. And yeah, I'd be spasming out everywhere.
Yeah.
With
it'd be bad.
I almost said with Twizzler. Twister. I don't think I could do it. But it was a good idea, and I think just the idea and the discussion alone brought us closer together, which was the goal.
Yeah, all right. It did. Yep, no games for us.
No.
Nope.
Now, Jody was very busy yesterday in building our house, and she's the head of that project. Well, not actually building it. She's the head of the project from our end of it. There's a builder who's in charge of it. Her name is Martha. Mm-hmm. I know it's a woman.
And she's so phenomenal, stop.
Mm-hmm. She's great. Mm-hmm. So what I went with Jody yesterday out to meet people about window coverings and mm-hmm. stuff. And it took forever.
It took an hour.
Oh.
Where'd my light go?
Did the battery die?
Good job, Todd.
I know.
Did you have it set to go off because you had to leave early?
No.
Like when the light goes out, it's time for me to leave.
I gotta go.
I don't know what happened.
So it seemed like it took forever. Because y'all weren't just talking about window coverings and all. Y'all were gossiping, I'm sure, and, you know, doing that stuff.
Okay, you aren't even in there. You're a freak because you walked in and you get all nervous. There's two guys in there building shelves and you act like you're in the way. You're not in the way. They were cutting and sawing, and I said, go look around. I mean, there's other rooms in the house, and you're just like standing there like a deer in headlights, like you didn't know what to do. And I said, look, they put shelves there. Go look, because we were measuring. And no, we were strictly talking about light fixtures, window treatments. We were not gossiping. And then you... I don't know where you went. You were there for 5 minutes, and then you were nowhere to be found. Then we go outside to look at material for the window treatment, and you're still nowhere to be found.
I was just trying to stay out of
the way. Where were you?
I was, like, at one point when y'all were downstairs, I was upstairs looking around. And
okay.
Then at some point, because it got hot in that house, uh-huh. because
there's no air. Uh-huh.
And so I went, and I was out in the shade outside.
Where?
And then Adam was texting me.
But where outside?
In the driveway.
I know you weren't, because I walked out there and you weren't there.
I was right by that big dumpster, and maybe that was when I was in the Port-a-John.
Ew.
I had to go.
You're disgusting.
That is out there for people who are working that need to use the restroom.
That's nasty.
I had to go to the restroom.
That's so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
And, I mean, luckily they had like the Christmas issue of Ebony in there for me to read.
God. So nasty.
Took a while.
Listen, and I did say to you before we left, I said, you want to take a separate car? Did I not?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, and I said, well, I can ride with you if you want. And you said, okay.
But I said, you said the day before, I may take a separate mm-hmm. car.
But then you
get impatient,
like,
because you think I should pick
up. I really did think that you sounded like you wanted me to ride with you. Now I'm getting the idea that you did.
Because look, what good did it do?
I didn't say anything other than it took forever. I mean, I wasn't complaining.
It didn't take forever either.
But I didn't complain at all yesterday.
It was fast. And it got cut short because the girl that's helping me's daughter got sick. So she had to hurry up and leave. So it was a quick little visit.
As far as being in the way of the guys out there working, I just think about if, you know, I'm working... Like we're in the studio or something, and three hens come in there in the middle of mm-hmm. us trying to do a show. And
well, three hens topping. Don't own your studio.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to own the home, and we have a right to be in there. And we don't bother them, and we stay out of their way.
Okay.
I would never be in their way.
Yeah, but I felt like I was in their way.
You were.
And they're running a skill saw
in there. You were just dying to
go
use that porta potty. That's why you wanted to go.
I did need that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break. We got more coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, here we go. We're back and, I don't even want to know how bad I look in this whole thing. Oh God,
that's not.
Todd just flipped the monitor thing around, so I look a little jaundicey. I think.
Don't worry.
Put me in the window.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
But before we wrap things up today, I just want it to be known that I fixed something yesterday. I'm not a handy person. I'm not a Mr. Fix-It by any means. But Jody came in here in dire need of help yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the rescue.
You did. Are you
done? It was touch and go. Thank God for me. Because she came in from the grocery store and I said, do you need help? Meaning, do you need help with groceries? She goes, yeah, I need help. Look at my purse.
I did.
And the zipper on her wallet had somehow gotten attached to the zipper on her purse and would not come apart.
You couldn't do that if you tried. Like, I don't know how I did it.
And then I couldn't slide it apart either, so I ended up breaking the zipper on her wallet. Accidentally, just trying to pry it open so I could slip the other zipper out of it. And then she started freaking out about the zipper on her wallet. You know how long I've had that? You know, whatever. So I broke out the Gorilla Glue and fixed it. Now, I don't know how long it'll hold up, but...
It's working now. I mean, that was awesome.
Well, don't be rough on it.
Don't worry, I won't. Yeah. It was either that, fix it, but as you say, we're poor, so I can't go get a new wallet.
Well, but I mean, I felt like I'd basically just put a deck on the house. I mean, that's how accomplished I felt.
You did. You're proud. You're so proud.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But that was great.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
I think I'm going into business now. Fixing zippers.
People who accidentally get their wallet stuck to their purse zipper?
I mean, basic zipper repair.
Oh, with Gorilla Glue.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then I got scared you're going to let the Gorilla Glue run onto the zipper part, and then I was not going to be able to...
And I was more scared I was going to get the Gorilla Glue on my hand, because that's freaky weird.
You know, some of my purse, because I was like, ooh. Yeah. Put that on the purse.
Right. And, you know, I've gotten that Gorilla Glue in some sensitive areas.
Have you?
It's not fun. It is not fun.
Uh-huh. All right.
But.
Anyway, you did save the day. Mm-hmm. Yay, you.
I always save the day.
Not always,
yes,
but you
did
yesterday.
I always save
Let's don't get crazy.
TJ the Day Saver.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call me.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go... Who was your friend yesterday told you that she listens every week to the podcast?
Leslie, that she owns my favorite boutique, clothing boutique, Cozy Boutique here in Mooresville.
No, that's men's clothes. I gotta go to Cozy.
Gotta go to Cozy.
And Cozy's right up the street here.
I love
it. Like, I gotta go to Cozy.
I love Cozy, and I love all the people that work in there.
Yeah, I go in there sometimes, you know, around the holidays.
Yeah, I know.
And
they tell me.
Oh, it is so hot in there whenever I go. Like, that heat is blasting.
It's not.
Yes, because it's all women working in there.
It's not.
And all the customers are women. So, you know, they keep that heat cranked up.
Yeah, I love that store. So
yeah,
much.
I mean, I like the people there too.
Sweet people, Kena, Leslie. Yeah.
Right. Tell them to turn the heat down in the winter when the men are coming in to buy gifts for their wives.
Well, I guess they could in the winter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just told her she listens. So Leslie, get on that, turning that heat down when the men are coming in there shopping. So you'd only have to do it like Christmas Eve.
True.
Turn it down on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to TJ and Jody's House as much as it was.
Sorry.
But look, it's the best we could do. We love you. We love you all, but we got to go.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. All guests of the Ace & TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.